KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 71 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, working our way up to 88 degrees for a high. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a special meeting Wednesday evening in the Middle School Media Center. And during their brief session, the board approved Superintendent Steve Barber's recommendation for 2018-19 administrator contracts.
These would include the principals, recommendation is to improve the contract for the 18-19 school year, 0% increase on total compensation, and this does not include the increase in IPA percentage the employer's responsible.
The board also approved his recommended 2018-19 other contracts.
The employee associates union settled at 1.71 total package. So therefore, my recommendation for those non-administrator, non-union contracts would be to match that 1.71%, and that comes at a cost of $12,842.
And when it came time to approving Superintendent Barber's recommended 2018-19 coaches and sponsors continuing contracts, however, board member Josh McLaren suggests the matter be tabled.
The generators on here, that just tells kind of the agreement we made in the master contract at the cost, the changes in the collective bargaining rules. Coaching contracts are not continuing. So my recommendation is to approve the amended list, continuing contracts for existing coaches and sponsors.
I move the board table the 2018-19 coaches, sponsors, continuing contracts. There's potentially a personnel issue that obviously we can't discuss at this meeting, but I would move the board table this.
The matter was tabled to a closed session that will be held 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, May 29th. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved 16 superintendent contract recommendations for personnel. You can see the complete list under the same story on the KJAN.com news page. They also approved a copier printer lease with Access that would replace all 26 copiers with new machines at the same leased cost and to save the district money in the price per printed color and black and white copies to the tune of some $30,000 the first year over the current year, where the district has been paying overage costs for excess printing. It would also extend the lease by 3 more years. The board approved a contract with Camlin Mechanical to replace a heat pump at the high school as part of the summer projects. The $11,183 cost will be paid for through the PEPL and SAVE Fund. And finally, the school board agreed to dispose of a Suburban that is no longer safe to drive. They opted to sell the vehicle for scrap rather than take bids. Members of the Cam School District's Board of Education met earlier this week, and Superintendent Casey Burlaw told KJAN News the board approved 2018-19 salaries for classified staff.
I'm getting a 32-cent raise. It's about a 3.2% increase for classified staff for next year.
And the CAM School Board approved salaries for teacher leadership positions. Also, they issued contracts to Kelsey Krillick and Haley Woolham for those positions. They are master teachers, instructional coaches. And the CAM School Board approved the 2018-19 school calendar, which has just minor changes from the current school year.
August 23rd is the start date. It's based on hours. We did move probably the main changes. We did move our spring parent-teacher conferences to a date in February.
The conferences this year were held in March. And the CAM School Board approved a sharing agreement with Atlantic for a business manager. 2 weeks ago, you may recall, the Atlantic School Board approved the agreement, which calls for a 70% of Sarah Sheeter's time to be spent in Atlantic and 30% in the CAM district. CAM will provide 30% of the cost associated with the shared position. And since the business manager position is one that fits under the operational sharing legislation, both districts will receive additional revenue. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved the reappointment of Kenny Harrison of Anita to the Cass County Veterans Affairs Commission. The board also set the date for a public hearing on a proposal to incur non-current debt in an amount not to exceed $350,000 for the purpose of paying the costs of certain urban renewal projects in the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area. That consists of using tax increment financing to pay the costs of constructing graywater management improvements and undertaking capital projects for the construction of roads, bridges, and necessary culverts pertaining to the Elite Octane Ethanol Plant. That public hearing will take place 8:30 a.m. Thursday, May 31st. That's next Thursday in the Supervisor's Boardroom at the Courthouse in Atlantic. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained a change order for the Echo to Glacier Road project and construction costs associated with the ethanol plant necessitates additional funds that are not expected to exceed $269,000, but the money is built in for any surprises, additional change orders, and so on.
And basically that wasn't built into our GO bond loan, and now we just basically need basically some way to pay those monies until the time that the TIF starts, which won't be until 2021. We have sufficient funds in the local option sales tax that we can basically borrow, and then when TIF money start coming in, we can pay back.
The county does not have to pay tax on the lost or local option sales tax and will receive $960,000 in tax per year for about 15 years, according to the agreement with Elite Octane. Those funds will be used to pay back the local option sales tax fund.
Your board could have acted and just said this is a community betterment development, whatever it costs, we pay it. But by going through this procedure, it allows us to collect, and therefore we have to declare it as a debt, go through this hearing procedure on next week, and okaying it at next week's meeting, and then when TIF starts. But that's the reason we've got a little less than $93,000 in our debt service account, because it takes so long for the TIF to get started.
In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved permits for Hanson Valley Oil and 21st Century Co-op C-Store to sell cigarettes, tobacco, alternative nicotine, or vapor products. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this morning beginning at 9 a.m., and during that closed session, the board will discuss matters in litigation. No other details were provided. And finally, in area news, work on the Danish windmill in Elkhorn has slowed due to issues with the mill's cap frame. Danish windmill manager Lisa Steen Riggs reports the damage was discovered in what's called the shear beams of the cap frame.
We're supposed to have gotten the sails this week, and once our shinglers were up on the very cap of the dome, they had to get that shingled before the sails could come to town. Well, as they were peeling off the old shingles, we have on each side where the fantail sits on the back of the cap, which was 70 feet up in the air, they found wood rot, and they didn't uncover it until they uncovered the shingles. So we're very sad about that. It's something that has to be taken care of. It could have been devastating if we'd put the sails up and the fantail, because the first windstorm, we would have had a catastrophe. So it's a blessing in disguise. We're going to do it right. We're going to get it fixed.
And the problem, then, she said, was to find the right seasoned oak timbers. As luck would have it, they found him Tuesday in a Connecticut shipyard.
So they're huge timbers. They have to be first quality, and they were cut several years ago, so we know that they're dry, they're seasoned. They will be shipped to Louisville, Kentucky, where the millwright will make a whole new cap frame. And hopefully that will be done before fall.
And Steen Riggs says that given the age and complexity of the windmill, they anticipated there would be some unexpected complications such as this. And it's disappointing, she said, that the sails won't be up for Tivoli Fest this weekend.
No one's more sicker than we are about it, but we are feeling blessed right now that we've found it and it can be fixed. We're starting a new fundraising campaign to try to get the money to pay for those timbers and get those. It's quite extensive. Luckily, we have really good blueprints. We had an itemized list from when we did it back in 1995.
And tax-deductible donations are welcome to help pay for the project. The windmill is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.